the spiritual message of Islam.
His door is open no matter who you are. Just take the first step, you'll see it's not so far. If we all open our eyes to see, he is all that we need right now. And we can all come together somewhere, somehow.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-Ali al-Azim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala sayyidina wa nabiyyina Abil Qasim al-Mustafa Muhammad. Wa ala alihi al-tayyibin al-tahirin. La siyama baqiyatillahi fi al-aradin. Ajjalallahu ta'ala farajahu al-sharif. Wa ja'alana min a'banihi wa ansarah. I thought to reflect on some verses of the Quran about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Inshallah, we'll have a series on the Quranic verses about the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In Surah A'raf, there is a passage starting with a conversation between Prophet Musa ala nabiyyina wa alihi wasallam and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then this conversation continues, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to the mission of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and goes on inviting people to believe in the message of the Prophet. The answer of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very interesting. قَالَ عَذَابِي أُصِيبُ بِهِ مَنْ أَشَاءَ. My punishment would be for the people that I will. وَرَحْمَتِي وَسَعَدْ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ. But my mercy is different. My punishment is only for some people that I know why they should be punished. But when it comes to my mercy, وَسَعَدْ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ, it embraces everything. فَسَأَكْتُبُهَا لِلَّذِينَ يَتَّقُونَ. So there are people who receive rahmah, but it's not written. It's not necessary. There are people who receive rahmah, it's written down. Now I am going to make rahmah necessary. لِلَّذِينَ يَتَّقُونَ وَيُؤْتُونَ الزَّكَاةَ وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ بِآيَاتِنَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. Who are those who believe in these signs? الَّذِينَ يَتَّبِعُونَ الرَّسُولَ النَّبِيَّ الْأُمِّي. Those who follow the messenger, the prophet of Allah, who is ummi, who is illiterate or who is from Mecca, who does certain things that we will mention later. الَّذِي يَجَدُونَهُ مَكْتُوبًا عِنْدَهُمْ فِي التَّوْرَاةِ وَالْإِنْجِيلِ. They found him written down in Torah and in Injil. What does he do? What is his mission? So he says, يَأْمُرُهُمْ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَيَنْهَاهُمْ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ وَيُحِلُّ لَهُمُ الطَّيِّبَاتِ وَيُحَرِّمُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْخَبَائِثِ وَيَذَعُ عَنْهُمْ إِسْرَهُمْ وَالْأَغْلَالَ الَّتِي كَانَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ. Who is the one who has problem with these five? No one has problem with these five except if he is a very vicious person. يَعْمُرُهُمْ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ. He says, do what is good. What is ma'ruf? He doesn't say wajib. He says ma'ruf. Ma'ruf is something that by common sense you can understand. When he says, you should be honest, you should be trustworthy, you should be kind, you should be just. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْمُرُ بِالْعَدْلِ وَالْإِحْسَانِ. This is ma'ruf. Is there anyone who has problem with these values which are universal? يَنْهَاهُمْ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ. He says, don't do ugly things. Don't attack innocent people. Don't loot, don't rob, don't kill innocent people. Don't bury alive your daughters. Don't do adultery. This is munkar. Is there anyone who has problem with this? No. يُحِلُّ لَهُمُ الطَّيِّبَاتِ Whatever is tayyib, as a human being, you find it pleasant, nice. He says, it's halal. Can I drink water, milk? Yes. Can I use honey, bread, fruits? Yes. Can I marry? Yes. Can I do business? Yes. Tayyib. Everything is tayyib. So if he has prohibited something or banned something, is يُحَرَّمُ عَلَيْهُمُ الْخَبَائِثِ He said, don't drink blood. Don't do adultery. Don't take usury. This is khabith. And finally, he has not come to force you to become his subjects, to force you to become like his prisoners or his captive or his servants.
Oh, what a wonderful world this would be if we all open our eyes to see. He is all that we need right now, and we can all come together somewhere, somehow. His door is open no matter who you are. Just take the first step, you'll see it's not so far. Down this road that holds all the answers. Open your heart to something greater.
His holy book speaks pure and true, and always tells us what we must do. His last prophet was sent as a guide, an example by which we abide.
There is salvation for those who seek to find the one and only source of peace and understanding of why we are here, who created us, who we must fear.
So what a wonderful world this would be if we all open our eyes to see. He is all that we need right now, and we can all come together somewhere, somehow.
He has come to free you. He has come to liberate you. وَيَدَعُ عَنْهُمْ أَسْرَهُمْ وَالْأَغْلَالَ الَّتِي كَانَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ You are the people who were imprisoned and chained up. Like, imagine if someone is a slave. Okay? So to be a slave by itself is a big restriction. And then that slave is put in prison. And then in the prison is chained up. How much restriction is there? And also the light is switched off. And there is no window to outside world. This is your condition before Islam. There is darkness. There is slavery. You are chained up. And you have no way to breathe fresh air. Everything is filtered by jahiliyyah. Even they don't let you to think. They don't let you to listen. They said, you know, put cotton in your ears so that you don't listen. So this man has come to free you. يَذَعُ عَنْهُمْ إِسْرَهُمْ وَالْأَغْلَالَ الَّتِي كَانَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ He says, you are created by Allah to be free. Even I don't want you to be my slaves. We don't have anyone other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to whom we should show our devotion, we should worship Him. And this is the way to improve ourselves. Al-ubudiyyah jawharatun kunhu ar-rububiyyah. If you listen to Allah, if you obey Allah, you are indeed improving yourself. You know, if someone who has no knowledge says, you know, tell people that you are my student, this is disgracing. I am not your student. You are ignorant. But if the most knowledgeable person in the world says that you can be my student, Then by all honor, I say, I am the student of this man. Even sometimes we have met him once, still we want to say, I was his student. I was a student of Allama Tabatabai. How many times you saw him? Maybe just once, one session. To say that I am a student of Allama Tabatabai is not giving him a credit, is giving us a credit. To be abd of Allah is our credit, not a credit for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Kafa bi izzanan akuna laka abda. But apart from Allah, no one has that status to claim our servitude. It's only Allah. And the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam came to switch our servitude to idols and human beings and money and position and fame and sex, to shift from those false lords to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This shift is the shift that makes you at the high level of humanity. You feel free. You feel honored. You feel that you are connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to whom all the great prophets, all the saints tried to attach themselves. Even for our Prophet was honored to be abd of Allah. So how much it would be honor for me to be abd of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So these five things, يَأْمُرُهُمْ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَيَنْهَاهُمْ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ وَيُحِلُّ لَهُمُ الطَّيِّبَاتِ وَيُحَرِّمُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْخَبَائِثِ وَيَذَعُ عَنْهُمْ إِسْرَهُمْ وَالْأَغْلَالَ الَّتِي كَانَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ. These are the five pillars. These are usul-ad-din, but I'm not rejecting those usul-ad-din, but I'm saying these are usul for inviting every human being to Islam. If those five are for Muslims, these are five principles of religions for humanity. And if you properly preach these five, then inshallah you would find that people come to Islam. But you have to convince people that it's by following Islam that they can have these five things.
Allahumma salli ala sayyidina wa maulana Muhammadin وعلى آله وسلم.
May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to understand deeply the message of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and to apply it to our lives and the lives of the community and the humanity, inshallah. May Allah enable us to be always on the right path with Muhammad and Ali Muhammad.
I'm looking back throughout the years, to breathe is hard, and my eyes are choked with tears. Your face and hair are full of light, now it will soon be time to go. I feel you feeling calm now, did the angel let you know?
May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us and our children generation by generation to be amongst the best followers of Muhammad and Ali Muhammad. And may Allah make the last moment of our life the best moment of our life. Wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillah rabbil alameen.
Amid the confusion, the chaos and the pain, a man emerged and Muhammad was his name. And walking with nothing but Allah as his aid, and the mark of a prophet between his shoulder blades. In a cave in Mount Hira the revelation came. Read, O Muhammad, read in Allah's name. May the blessings of Allah be on al-Mustafa. None besides him could have been al-Mujtaba. Muhammad, peace be upon his soul. The greatest of prophets, Islam was his only goal. بلغ العلا بكماله كشف الدجى بجماله حسنت جميع خصاله صلوا عليه وآله محمد peace be upon his soul The greatest of prophets, Islam was his only goal.